at Jalapeno Pringles, and it's a hot and spicy barbecue ranch deep dish pizza stack.
Add original Pringles, and it's my original hot and spicy barbecue ranch deep dish pizza stack.
It's your original stack? Really, Ted?
That's OG Stackmaster to you.
Stack different flavors, create endless new ones with Pringles.
Thunder Country Weather.
This Saturday morning forecast is brought to you by Royal Plumbing, the place to go for walk-in tubs and showers. You can visit them online at royalplumbingia.com. We'll have sunshine today with a high around 48, but the wind out of the west will gust as high as 21 miles per hour. Our overnight low will be around 24. For Sunday, partly sunny and a high of just 32. Monday's high will be near 27. For Tuesday, our high will be back up around 39.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcast, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look dull.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
Good Saturday morning to you. How about this gift in the middle of January? Near the end of January. What a beautiful day here in the heartland of America as Mother Nature treats us to a spring-like day here, a spring-like last few days. And while the weather's warming up a little bit here outside, it has been hot and toasty inside those gymnasiums around southern Iowa. And another place of hot topic is down in Ottumwa as we got Joe Millage on location at the Cow-Calf Conference and the Farm Show. And Joe Millage, welcome aboard, buddy.
All right, Jason, thank you very much. Yeah, we're just getting started here. Our 9 a.m. session's underway. We're in the Bridgeview Center hayloft where we've made a makeshift barn that is 40 feet by 40 feet by 20 feet tall. And folks can come in here and have a seat, grab a cup of coffee and sit down and enjoy. Of course, we last night had the Marshall County Hangman in here. We had Monroe County's very own Shake Your Sass performing last night, and the Iowa Corn Growers Association 45 or 50 foot trailer is right here in front of us. So we've got a great view here. But we're going to talk with Jerry Beaumont here in a little bit. He's one of Monroe County's very own as well. Jason, he's got a nice display down here. But before we do that, I thought maybe, you know, we are talking sports here. I thought maybe you'd want to talk to Pat Powers, who called that unbelievable game last night. A crucial game with Eddyville and Sheraton last night. Pat's alongside here, Jason.
Tremendous. The voice of the Rockets, Pat Powers, the one and only, the very distinguished voice over the airwaves. And Pat, boy, it's been a fun season to be a Rocket basketball fan. And this this Rocket team doing it in style last night against Sheraton as they pull off a conference title.
Absolutely. The Rockets were stymied a little bit with Coach Schooley's squad. He was able to have his kids fired up and ready to go. They didn't have anything to lose. They actually had a 12-point halftime lead, and things were a little gloom and doom on the Rocket sideline. But lo and behold, Coach Stout, Travis Stout, was able to rally the troops after halftime, put a little bit of different defensive pressure on Sheraton. In the first half, Stites was going red hot. He was hitting them from everywhere, the runner, the floater. He was also hitting the three-point ball, and he only scored 6 points in the second half, so he ended up with 17 But that difference of the game was the full court pressure that the Rockets put on, and Sheraton turned it over. Rockets turned it into quick baskets, and that 12-point deficit ended up being a 6-point win, 81-75 last night for the Rockets. The big man, Wyatt Klein, for the Rockets, he ended up with 28 points in that win.
He's just a very gifted athlete, and but that team is full of those kind of guys. And the thing I think I like him most about this team is that it really plays together as a team, and you have to do that if you're going to win games on the road or against these South Central Conference rivals. And to do that and to put together an undefeated conference season, you know, that's a very, very special and rare occasion.
Absolutely, and the kids are interchangeable. Somebody comes out, somebody else comes in, and the play continues. In fact, during the girls' game, I talked to Coach Stout in an interview, and I asked him, who do you see rising to the top? And he said, any one of the five. Each night it can be somebody different, and that's what he loves about this ball game. Gabe Larkin had a whale of a game. He had 17 before he fouled out late in the contest, but the others were chipping in there as well. Trey Moore didn't have much of a first half. He was challenged after halftime, and he was able to get into double figures as well. But the big run was put on by Wyatt Klein at one point in the juncture. He had 4 3-pointers in a row, and that propelled the Rockets to that lead, and they were able to hold on to the end with that big victory and go undefeated, which is very tough to do in the South Central Conference, but they did it this particular year.
A great accomplishment, no doubt, for the Rockets, and the eternal optimist that a fan has to be. You see this team being very capable going into the postseason and finishing the season off, Pat. But, man, does the future look bright, not only for the end of this season, but all these juniors returning. You lose some really important seniors, as seniors are always important to a program. But this junior class is very, very talented, and the future looks incredibly bright for the Rockets.
Absolutely. You got K.J. McCray, who's a senior starter, and Derek Walker, who's a senior starter, but the nucleus is that junior class, and indeed they will be back next year. And they just love to run. They love to compete. They're very athletic, and they're able to play within themselves and keep those turnovers down.
Well, Pat Powers, buddy, we'll be visiting with you soon and keeping our eye on the Rockets as we move to the postseason and the end of this regular season. Congratulations to the Rockets.
Come over here, Jerry.
Undefeated.
Come over.
We're going to take a quick timeout, come right back. We're going to run back down. Back to Ottumwa, where Joe Millage is on location with Jerry's going to be coming by here in just a second, so we'll catch up with him and Joe after this quick timeout.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Farming is a calling and a dangerous one at that. Every year, an average of 62 good men and women working on farms are electrocuted when farm machines touch overhead power lines. Make sure you have ample clearance, at least 10 feet, between power lines and your combines, grain augers, pickers, balers, and front-end loaders. Keep in mind that uneven ground and shifting soil conditions could put you in harm's way. For more ways to stay safe on and off the farm, visit safeelectricity.org, a message from your friends at Sheraton Valley Electric. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your touch Touchstone Energy Partner.
As cattlemen, you know the most critical time for your calves is at weaning. And what if this year your calves could gain instead of fall behind? And then what if they could maintain that jump on performance in the feedlot and the replacement pen? Well, with products like Precon, Stress Gear 5, and Accuration Starter, your calves have the opportunity to do just that. To learn more on how Purina's Great Starts program can work for you, stop by Centerville Produce on Highway 5.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Back here at the Man Cave, that is the Coach's Corner. Jumping on the airways. Heading east, down to the Cow-Calf Conference and the KIC Farm Show. Joe Millage has rounded up, roped up Jerry Beaumont down there. And Joe, Jerry Beaumont's a legend here in these parts.
Well, he's the tallest guy here. I mean, the guy towers over everybody. He can see the whole expo hall from his vantage point. The dude, what are you, Jerry? Are you like 7 foot tall? No. Oh, it's the cowboy boots that do it.
There you go. It's about 6'3", 6'4".
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, Jerry's, of course, a good friend of KIIC, and he's built a nice business, Beaumont. I don't know. What do you call it? Specialty products?
Correct. Yep.
Excellent. And he's got a nice nice booth area here. And what are you showing here at the farm show?
We're concentrating on our portable heaters. They're a big hot topic, I guess, during this time of year.
Good job, Jerry.
And then we've got a portable calf shelter or cattle shelter, livestock shelter, whatever you want to call it. Those two are my main sellers, and just showing off some gates and some corral panels as well.
Very good. Well, those heaters I know are a hot topic because they are they're very quiet. They put out a lot of heat, but they're quiet.
Yes, diesel fired. Traditionally, people think diesel fired heaters are stinky. They're loud. These are 99% efficient, so they're quiet. They're clean. Excellent source of heat.
And Jason, a lot of folks don't know this, but Jerry has had these heaters running since yesterday morning. And that's why we've got 60 degrees outside. He had the door open here at the expo hall, and he turned four heaters on, and now we've got 60 degrees. My gosh.
It doesn't surprise me, and couple that with the global warming coming from the carbon that you're laying out.
Well, listen, folks, you want to get down here, see Jerry, and see what he's got to offer. And, Jerry, thanks for being a part of the show, and also just a big part of Monroe County and everything that you do.
You bet. It's my pleasure, and I would encourage everybody to come down there. There's way more than me here. The hospitality is great. KIIC has done a great job promoting the show, and it's great for vendors like myself.
Oh, that's great, Jerry. And come on down and see him. And Jason, at 10 o'clock today, we have a clipping and fitting clinic with Kirk Steerwald. He's kind of nationally known, and I know we'll have some 4-H'ers and some FFA'ers and some folks down here that are getting ready to show at their local county fair and hopefully the state fair, and we'll have that coming up at 10 o'clock. It's all free.
Yeah, I overheard you and your wife talking about a clipping that was taking place. I thought, I figured that's what it was.
Joe. How far do you want me to go with this conversation?
Well, hey, it's a fitting clinic, so what in the world is a clipping and fitting clinic? Come on,
Jerry. I'm gonna let Jerry actually describe what that is.
You bet. So basically, for the show cattle industry, it's just kind of getting your cattle fit for showing, getting them all slicked up, looking nice.
It's kind of like when Jason goes out on the town at night. He gets all clipped up, and
just like it.
He puts the wax in his hair and
makes him smell good.
Right. and then at the end of the night, he gets a little tap on the rump, and he gets the purple ribbon.
There you go.
It sounds like a winner to me, guys. I just got to get Jerry's cowboy boots and his hat.
We can set you up.
Hey, you guys have fun down there. It is going to be a great day, and
we'll chat later.
We'll talk to you guys soon. We'll run down there at the end of the hour and check back in with Joe and the crew. That's Jerry Beaumont, the legend. That is Jerry Beaumont. When we come back, we'll catch up with another legend. The legend on the wrestling mats, sideways, that is, on the sides of those mats. Coach Dave Winger is going to join us when we come back. Also going to have Coach Kevin Archer, 200. Well, that was that's the week of the news of the weeks. The last 2 weeks is 200. Coach Winger with 200 dual wins the last week. Coach Archer, 200 wins in his outstanding career, and we're going to talk with him here in a little bit as well. Coach Dyke's going to stop by towards the end of the hour. When we come back, we're talking basketball and wrestling right here on your Sports Connection KIC. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message for our sponsors.
At Community First Credit Union, we work hard to make your banking experience the best it can be. Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and Android Pay services are here. Enjoy an easier way to pay in stores and added security for online purchases. With high-tech tools and high-touch services, you can have both. Are you taking advantage of an easier way to bank? Let's talk today. Not a member? Applying online has never been easier. Go to c1stcu.com. Come on, try us. Join us, because at C1st, together is better. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Hi, folks. My name is Pat Flaherty. I sell radio ads for one of the most listened to radio stations in southern Iowa, KIIC Radio, Thunder Country. I've been in broadcast radio and sales and management for over 60 years at some pretty good stations in our area, like KBOE in Oskaloosa or KISS FM, Oskaloosa and Ottumwa. And I can honestly say I have never gotten the response from people of all ages that we get from Thunder Country. I own a music store in the Penn Central Mall, G-Strings Guitars and More in Oskaloosa. KIIC Radio brings me customers from all over southern Iowa. We play the legends of country music. We have a great station, great audience, and great rates, so everybody can afford to use Thunder Country. If you want to talk radio and results, let me help you. Give me a call, 641-295-5119. You'll love what we have to offer.
At Community First Credit Union, we work hard to make your banking experience the best it can be. With high-tech tools and high-touch service, you can have both. Deposit checks on the go, bank with our mobile app, live chat with us online, anywhere, anytime. Enjoy an easier way to bank at CFirst. Not a member? Applying online has never been easier. Go to c1stcu.com. Come on, try us. Join us. Because at CFirst, together is better. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Rolling right along on this very busy Saturday morning. Got the Cow-Calf Conference and the KIIC Farm Show going on down at the Bridgeview Center. And right now we're jumping on the airwaves and we're heading over to Fairfield, just about 25 miles to the east of Ottumwa. On 34 resides the Albia wrestling team and our outstanding head coach, Coach Dave Wenger. Coach, buddy, here we go. The final week before we turn the chapter to the real month of wrestling, and that's the month of February and the final testing grounds and final chance for you guys to get some matches before we head to the tournament. Breakdown today for us.
Yeah, it's tune-up time. That's what we call it. So this week doesn't really mean a lot other than it's time to tune up and keep the rust off and heal bodies and get in the right mind spiritually and mentally. So we brought six kids today that we felt that needed the matches. So and that's where we're at with that. So we'll sit down and spend a lot of time with those six kids today and make sure that they're finally tuned for next week.
Well, Coach, with all those years of experience, you kind of you learn that maybe the final weeks of the season is important for the health of an athlete as you go to the next level of competition. And, you know, we talk about the physical side, but it becomes a real intense, grueling season, and when you get towards the end, not only can you physically be worn out, but mentally you got to recheck yourself.
Yeah, and we learned that the hard way our first few years. So you have to continually reflect and see what works as a coach and as a teacher, and it took us a few years to figure that out, because a lot of people think that you just need to keep beating on these kids and getting them match after match after match, and frankly, that's not always the best thing for each kid. It's good for some kids, but it's not good for all kids. So we really have to do what's best for each individual kid. So, you know, every Sunday and Monday, sometimes dragged into Monday, that we take a look at our roster and we see where we're at, and we ask ourselves, what does this kid need? So it's a pretty fine balancing act, and sometimes it's hard to tell a kid that, wants to wrestle that he's not going to, and that you have to get that explanation. So actually you kind of like to see that when a kid really wants to wrestle, but you tell him that it's best if he doesn't. So but anyway, we learned that over the course of the last several years, and really, you know, our results in February really speak for itself. So I feel that our coaching staff has done a really good job of making those good decisions.
Well, Coach, one of the great things about Southern Iowa is with wrestling is it's highly competitive and lots of opportunities to sharpen your sword against some really good athletes and programs. The downside to all that is that when you have that type of quality of competition in your backyard, it makes sectionals and qualifying a real challenge, and none any different than this year. Maybe maybe one of the more challenging sectionals that that you know that we'll have seen in a long time, and that's really a big statement.
Yeah, it is, and you know we knew that going in, and you can sit back and ask why, but you know this isn't supposed to be easy yet, and you're supposed to be able to you know accomplish really tough tasks if you're in the sport or any sport for that matter. So we're not sitting around feeling sorry for ourselves because we have a tough sectional, but we are talking about it. We are getting ready for that. So it's going to be what it is next week, and really our main focus and our main job as coaches is getting them ready. So you can't do any more than that, and you certainly can do less than that, but we're not going to do less than that. We're gonna do everything within our power to make sure that these kids are ready.
Well, Coach, let's break down, you know, some of the guys let's not break down some of the guys. You can break down all the guys, for that matter. But you got to start with Aiden Reeves. You know, he's a returning state champion, you know, coming off a tremendous season, a tremendous preseason. And then you see the big win that he had just a few weeks ago over Happel. And you know, you just know that he's on a collision course to find himself on a Saturday night wrestling at the Well.
Yeah, I mean, that's our goal. Definitely, we've got some things that we like to wrestle for right now. He's got some goals, personal goals that he's going after, and you know, just to take it a step further, kind of connecting the dots there as to what I was talking about earlier, making the decision as to whether he's wrestling it. I think it's important that Aiden stays on the mat and stays engaged and focused and you know, trying to busy. He's at 40-0 now, so you know, keeping those matches under his belt, you know, keeping his weight where it belongs, and he loves wrestling anyway, so it's kind of hard to keep him home. So just really kind of going through the last few things that we need to do before next week rolls around, more importantly, and you know, at 3 or 4 weeks here. So just trying to keep him loose and comfortable. I want my kids to be comfortable this time of year, so and just trying to get him ready to roll here in the right frame of mind.
Well, Coach, as you go through that lineup, who are the guys that you know that you think that are really going to challenge and put themselves in a place? And I know you as a coach, that probably isn't the best question to ask a coach right there. But run down your lineup for us, Coach. Let's do that. And that is putting you on the spot, particularly when you're on location. But run down the lineup and an indication of what we need to do to get ourselves in the top two finish, not only as individual but as a team.
Yeah, well, that's a great question. First of all, we have to have production out of every one of our guys that we take, because we're going to be open at 6 and 13. So we're going to have to make up some points there. Obviously, Aiden's going to be at 20. That's no secret. Michael Thomas is testing the waters at 126. He's a little bit undersized, obviously, with Aiden being at 20. It either forced him down or forced him up, and he's just a little bit too big to be a 13-pounder. So obviously he's going up, and we're going to see what he's got today, wrestling a little bit heavy, and it'll be interesting to see. So we do have him. So you'll make a connection here as to why we brought the kids that we did. I already gave you reasoning for Aiden. It's obvious for Michael that he's at a new weight class, so we need to see how he responds to that weight class. So he's here today and obviously going to have to win some matches to get a seed for next week. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Barrett Bonnet will be at 32. He is here today as well. Again, we've got to knock some kids off there in order to get a good seed for next week. And frankly, he's feeling pretty good, and he struggled a little bit with his weight earlier in the year, and his body has really, really come around as far as adapting to 132 pounds. So I'm really excited for where Barrett's at. At 38, we've got Dominic Morris, who we brought today as well. Can hurt his seed today, but you got to keep those Morris kids going. They're scrappers. They're tough kids. Again, Dominic is really starting to come around with his technique, obviously working with Hayden quite a bit in practice and really starting to peak at the right time with his technique. But more importantly for me is he's starting to keep his weight under control much better. So, you know, and that's a real big factor this time of year. If you do the little things correctly, then that might be the difference between you staying home and moving on. So it's nice to see that Dominic's corrected that. David will be at 45, his brother, and again, can really only help his seeding purposes. So we brought him as well. I just like watching those two guys wrestle. So I might be a little selfish when I say the Morris boys are going to come wrestle because they just fight. You know, they just fight their butts off, and they're pretty fun to watch. So, you know, if they stayed home, I might not get my entertainment value. So that might be a part of the plan there as well. So we're staying open at 52. We wrestled Stephen Conley at the JV tournament last night here and did a really good job. He got first place. So you know, he's a kid that's kind of a tweener. You know, as far as he's not really a 52 pounder. He's kind of small for a 52 pounder, and his ability level is just better than a JV caliber, but we need to get him on course with that varsity competition. So I thought it was important to get him down here and get some confidence, you know, going into to next week. So, and hopefully that worked. So at 52, 60, we're going to have Jacob Fisher there. He's dealing with some health problems right now, injury-wise. He's not sick or anything, and we're trying to work our way through that. So we kept him at home. 70, I think we're probably going to be open there as well. And we don't know for sure what we're going to be doing on up the line, except for with Lane, obviously at heavyweight, who I really enjoy coaching. It's his senior year. We've got some things that we need to accomplish, and we've got a lot on the table with Lane. So just don't know for sure what we're going to do with Ben Mason, who is not here today, and Jared Makinich, who is not here today. So, you know, that's a breakdown. There's some uncertainties there as well that we're going to have to figure out this week, but we're pretty sure we know what we're doing here with our lineup.
I don't think there's a person in the world's going to doubt you guys know what you're doing, Coach. The proof is in the pudding, and I cannot wait for next week. Albia, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, Grinnell, Knoxville, South Tama, and Williamsburg. Buddy, that is a bracket.
Yeah, we're going to have to be ready. So, you know, I'm losing a little sleep over it, but it's not really within my control, so you know how that goes. You got to take things that are within your control and got to go with it. So we're going to throw our hat in the ring, and you know, it'll be a fight, so we'll see who comes out on top.
Well, Coach, go have fun. Finish strong here this final Saturday before we turn the chapter and turn the page on the calendar, and great talking to you, and we'll certainly be seeing you next weekend.
Yep, thanks a lot, buddy. Shout out to my wife. I don't thank her enough. Bill, with everything that she does for me, you know how it goes. You need that support from your family. So hello to my wife and girls. Have a good day of shooting archery.
I'll validate this one for him. He married over his head, for sure. Hey, that is Coach Dave Winger. We're just 1 week away from sectionals. Albia, Eddyville, Vicksburg, Fremont, Grinnell, Knoxville, South Tama, and Williamsburg. That will be your lineup next Saturday morning as we bring you sectional wrestling coverage. We're going to take a quick time out. We're going to come right back. I got the coach in the house, Coach Kevin Archer. 200 just has a ring to it. When we come back to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message for our sponsors.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mom. I depend on my electricity co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
Oakwood Specialty Care is a proud partner of the Veterans Administration. We are contracted to provide many health services to this community's veterans. Some services include therapy, pain management, and fall assessment. We take this role on with sentiment, admiration, and pride. If you are a vet and living in Albia but receiving services in the Des Moines area, inquire about receiving them closer to home at Oakwood Specialty Care, located just south of the square in Albia.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
You better have them laced up real tight this morning because we're running fast here at the Coach's Corner. And a guy that has been fast on the basketball court, Coach Kevin Archer's in the house. And Coach, first of all, before we jump into anything else, I got to congratulate you, buddy. 200 career wins, and I reflect back watching you, as we all were once, young men coming in and developing your program and staying true to the things that you believed in, and seeing that that work, those seeds that planted, come into some tremendous fruit for the program. And the thing I've always been complimentary of as you as a coach and the program is consistency. And I thought Dave Paxton in his article this week did a great job of really laying that out. And to me, a success in a program is a program that isn't a one-hit wonder, but a program that continues to develop young men and has consistency. And that's the ingredients to the cake that's been baked and the reason why you've got 200, but congratulations.
Thanks, I appreciate it. And you know, a lot of coaches in the state, when you get your first coaching job, you know, I remember when I was applying and trying to get coaching jobs, it didn't really matter to me. I just wanted to be a head coach, and didn't really matter where I went. I, you know, wasn't married yet, and really didn't have a lot of obligations in terms of, you know, where I could and couldn't coach, and just fortunate that Albie opened up. And I guess what I'm trying to say is that, you know, a lot of coaches don't, when you're so ambitious and you just want to be a head coach, you don't really think and you don't really worry about where you're going because you're so confident in yourself and what you're going to do is so different, you know. Although, you know, first couple games in, you realize different. You realize there's a lot of really good coaches out there. But I was just lucky that Albia was my first job. You know, I mean, it was nice that it was so close to home, but to be lucky enough to have Albia as my first job and realize that this is a place that we want to be, and this is a place that we want to raise our family, and this is a place that where I feel like we can be competitive and I can coach the right type of kid, and I can do things the way that I want to do things, and I have the support that I need to be successful. And so yeah, you think about that, and you think about all these coaches maybe that didn't get that first job, wasn't a good fit for them, and they struggle, and they work really hard, but the wins don't come, you know, those guys aren't a whole lot different than me. You know, I was fortunate to find a really good place to coach and a really supportive place, and you know, you heard Dave talk about it too. I'm blessed with the wife that I married, the woman that I married, and how supportive she's been and allow me to do what I do and how much time I put into it. And So pretty lucky.
And there's nobody got a better traveling family than the Archer family.
No,
I
mean,
like
no.
I tell you, your mom's the biggest cheerleader you got. That's good stuff.
Right.
You got people around you that you know, going to follow you through anything. And then, you know, learning to plant those seeds regardless of outcome. And you know, those early seasons, Coach. Just developing a program's a challenge, and
right.
changing culture, mindsets, and putting in your you know, infrastructure, and kudos to the administration too to give you that, and to stay true to what you were trying to build. And it's just been a fun ride watching you grow. And some of my best interviews have been with you, Coach.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Now,
there's been some good ones.
Yeah, there's been some good ones. None better than, I think, down at Davis County. You got a big win down there, and the place is just crazy loud. And after the game, I ask you, there was no real question.
I don't think there was a question.
And one of the best responses, I have no idea what you just said.
Yeah. That's what I didn't know what the question was. It was, you said some really good things. I don't remember the question, but... But you know what?
You learn to grow with that, don't you, Coach?
Yeah, we're both caught in the moment, I think.
Oh,
so.
What a moment! What a week it's been for Albia basketball. You go back, you go back to Tuesday down in Centerville, and your team having to play without Nick, and you know, coming through all the things that you were dealing with, and then to come back and get three straight wins. Clark was a big win, but. Maybe the biggest win of the season, going on the road against a really talented Linville Solid team, and getting a win on the road, and that's just huge. And the way you guys then followed up and played on Tuesday night, just what a big week for you and your team.
Yeah, really, really nice stretch. And I think Linville was, Courier said they were ranked sixth. We didn't know that. We didn't talk about that. I didn't know that's what they were ranked, and I don't know how many different rankings there are, but. They're a really nice team. I know they had lost one or two games, so that was a big win. We played so well. I feel like we're always pretty unselfish. I think we're always unselfish, but we shot the ball well, and Cade Crawl was really good. That was Cade's best game. He always has to guard their best guy, but he had 20 on top of it. I think he had 14 at half, and he was perfect from the field. So he was fantastic. That's his best game. It was nice to see him have a breakout game.
You know, he really has the combination of everything you'd want in an athlete. He's unselfish, very smart, gifted athlete athletically, and he's just a great competitor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really can't ask for much more out of an athlete, and. It doesn't surprise me. He's been sold out to basketball and given everything he has into Blue Demon basketball, but some of his best basketball games right here when it really matters most.
Right, right. And he came into the season with the right attitude and wasn't real confident in his offense over the summer and maybe early into the season. And he's like, you know, I'm just going to defend. I'm going to find the best guy. You put me on the best guy, and I want to defend him. And he's done that. He's done what we need him to do, and it's just nice to see his offense come around, because Nick and Trent, you know, have been pretty consistent offensively, and to get Cade, and I think we've got Blake up there close. I mean, we've got four scoring averages that are pretty close, and then Carter's our other starter, and Carter can shoot it, so offensively we're starting to look a little bit better. We didn't shoot the ball very well Tuesday. I think we were 5 for 25 in the first half, so we had two really good offensive games, and then really struggled Tuesday. But
you can always bring defense,
right?
And 26 points, and when that's all you give up defensively, you don't have to be great offensively. You've given yourself a chance to win, and you know, as you look at here at the end of the season, you're on the road, man. This is mm-hmm. the Albia Blue Demon Road Show, and on the road, sometimes the rims aren't going to be very friendly. You're not going to get all the calls, and so you're going to have to go out and make your breaks, and that typically is on the defensive side.
Which is good. And I don't think we talked about it last week, but going into that Clark game, after the Centerville game, you know, we were kind of frustrated and down, and I got on Quick Stats and looked, and prior to the Clark game, we had played eight different teams, and of those eight different teams, we had held five of them to their season low scoring average. So, you know, we talked about that before the Clark game. We're playing good D. I mean, 5 out of 8. I mean, we're doing some really, really good things defensively. We just go through stretches where we don't put the ball in the basket, and And you know, that's been our downfall a little bit.
I'm just looking here, Coach. Seven different times this season you've held your opponent in the 40s. You know, that's pretty stout defense. When you're averaging or giving up 10 points or less a quarter, you really give yourself a chance to win.
Right, right. And we've been really happy with that. Really, really happy with that. And like I said, you know, when we've gotten ourselves down or we haven't played well, you look back on it, it's just it's not hitting the shots that you get yourself. You know, we like Tuesday. We got great looks Tuesday. Great looks. We just couldn't buy a basket for a half, and we've got to get that fixed. You know, I mean, the good thing is, like you noted, we've played some really, really good basketball on the road, and we're going to have to play some really, really good basketball on the road to get to where we want to go.
Can't wait to get on the road today, though, buddy. Yeah. Wells Fargo Arena. You know, it's great to play in January. I saw Blake Chance this morning. I said, hey, this is going to be fun playing at Wells. But, you know, there's even a better time of year to play at Wells, and it's not in January. But a great warm-up, Coach.
Right, yeah, right. Right. Yeah, yeah. It is kind of strange going there in January when you've been there in March. But it'll be fun. I told the guys that today. I said, you know, take it all in. I mean, from the locker room to the warm-up to everything involved once you get up there, it's going to be fun. But it's a big game for us. We need it for our season.
Absolutely. And Coach, we've got to run. Coach Dykes in the house, and we'll be running up to Wells Fargo to bring that broadcast. And go have fun today. Congratulations on 200 wins, and you're still too young to be even having coached that many games.
Somebody told me that. I don't know. I'm getting old.
That is the outstanding head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, head coach Kevin Archer. They're headed to the Wells Fargo Arena this afternoon for basketball. You'll be able to catch that right here on your Sports Leader KISD. When we come back, Coach Dykes is coming in. We're going to talk Lady D basketball. They're headed to the same place when we come back. Back to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Here with Jason Summers, Summers Insurance. Jason, you not only have multiple locations to serve your customers, you have several product lines.
Joe, we can do everything from home and auto to your business to life to health. We really span the gamut of insurance, but also lots of companies to choose from so we can go out and give you more options and less price.
I mean, you do the shopping for us.
We shop, you save.
All right, Jason Summers, Summers Insurance, located in Sheraton and Albia.
As cattlemen, you know the most critical time for your calves is at weaning. And what if this year your calves could gain instead of fall behind? And then what if they could maintain that jump on performance in the feedlot and the replacement pen? Well, with products like Precon, Stress Care 5, and Accuration Starter, your calves have the opportunity to do just that. To learn more on how Purina's Great Starts program can work for you, stop by Centerville Produce on Highway 5.
Listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Big morning right here on the Coach's Corner. Big morning here in Southern Iowa. What a day to be out and exploring. And a great place to explore this morning is the KIIC Farm Show and the Cow-Calf Conference down at Bridgeview going on right now at 10 o'clock. I think they're having a, what do they call that? A clipping and fitting clinic. Might be interesting. Stop down there and check that out. Then we're heading to the Wells Fargo Arena. Boys-girl doubleheader today is Albion and Pleasantville go at it on the hard court there inside Wells Fargo Arena. And Coach Dykes joining us now on the studio here in the man cave that is the Coach's Corner. And Coach, first of all, you know, you guys have been playing such good basketball, and to give your an opportunity to go and play on such a big stage today, this has to be something that everyone's excited for.
Yeah, I think the girls are excited. It'll be a fun time, something kind of unique for the season. We haven't seen Pleasantville. I know they played them last year, and I believe won that game, so they know a little bit about these girls and some of the returners from last year. So I think they're excited to get going and just play a game. It's been since Tuesday since we played, so I think they're itching to get back on the court.
Well, a good win for you guys on Tuesday over Davis County. Nice way to propel you, you know, to end the conference, which you had an outstanding conference, just a tremendous season. And I think about these seniors, you know, they're just fierce competitors. And you know, they prove that week in and week out. But I think today is like one of those special days for people or athletes who are just high competitors. They thrive on the big stage. I imagine they probably are more excited about this particular moment than maybe any in the whole season to get to play in such a big stage.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope they take advantage of this. And I really just want them to have fun today. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, basketball is just all about having fun and having them get up and down the court, high intensity, play Lady D basketball. That'll be what I'm looking for today, and I think they're going to do that. A good opportunity to just go to a big court, and a lot of kids don't get to play in a place like Wells Fargo in their career, so this should be a fun game today.
Yeah, and no pressure. You know, it's just, right. Like you said, and I think that is a and key ingredient to key, you know, to being successful and to living a passionate purpose in a sport is to eliminate the fear that exists, the anxiety that exists, and just as you said, go out and have fun. And sometimes that when you use that word, people misunderstand it as fun as not caring and just last a day, you know. But to me, fun is like giving a great effort and with no worry.
Right, right, absolutely. And I don't think that they should feel pressured today. I think they should just go out, play their game. You know, on paper, we look pretty similar as teams. So if they just go out and I think we're prepared, go play the way that we've prepared, it should be a great game to watch and just another exciting game. I'm hearing a lot of comments around the community that the girls are really fun to watch, and that was one of the goals this season, was just to have people enjoy the games and especially to have the girls really just enjoy basketball and have a good time with their teammates.
Well, you know, it's with this team, you know, Hannah Isley is just a very gifted athlete, and you can always say, well, man, we can go to Hannah and try to find some answers, but this is just a great team. You know, when I look at this team, I can't say that you can't predict which individual is going to have their night, because it could be any one of them. And to me, a sign of a good team is how unselfish they are as a team offensively, and then how much do they sell out to playing defense together. And man, from a watching standpoint, that makes it joyful to watch you guys play basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of my favorite plays are when the girls make two and three passes and it gets inside or it's an inside-outside play. And that unselfish basketball is very fun to watch, very entertaining, I think, for the crowd. But also, it's just good basketball altogether. And when the girls are running the plays that we set up, and I know they've worked so hard in practice to do those things, I love to see that they're getting rewarded for that. And defensively, this is just a really outstanding team. Overall, they work really hard together, and as long as they communicate and make sure they know their positions, we can stop any team.
Yeah, I think that because of the anticipation skills, I mean, you guys do a really good job of anticipating, and because you're playing with enthusiasm and hustle, and there's just no one going to out-hustle you, that's for right. Sure. You can count on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. The girls work hard every single game, every single day. And there are probably so many statistics we could look at, just tips on the ball, defensive stops that don't have statistics available that these girls do in games, and it just adds another dynamic to their team.
Final four, that's where we're at, final four regular season games, and in these final 2 weeks, Coach, before we turn the chapter into February into the postseason, what are those final things that you're trying to really hone in on as you move to the final leg of your season?
I tell the girls probably all the time, more than they want to hear maybe, but we're preparing. You know, the end of the season's coming up, and we want to be as ready as possible and at our peak when we play our first regional game, which we found out this week is against Clark again. So we've got to beat them for the third time this season. We're both familiar with each other, and so I think that'll be a really good game, and so in these last four games of our regular season, we're just working to get better and better each game, add some new things to our offense, and and just continue to push for improvement and get a lot of good shots up and gain confidence as we finish off the season.
That Clark has been, you know, it's giving you guys a really good competition. You got a 6-point win here, a 7-point win over there, and it's got to be helpful as a coach knowing who that first game is. Always difficult to beat a team three times in a year, though, but you guys certainly have that, you know, they have the characteristic to get that job done.
Yeah, I think the opportunity is there, which is great, and the girls are excited, I think, because we know the team as well. But it's also on our home court, which gives us a nice advantage. And I think as long as we come out and we play the way that we're supposed to play, and Clark is a good three-point shooting team, so we'll have to stop that. But overall, we'll have a nice preparation for that against Fairfield on Monday, too, because they're also a good three-point shooting team. So I think just practicing those things, we've got a couple of tough competitions with Fairfield and Sigourney, who was ranked earlier in the season, down the stretch. So it's going to be some good basketball getting us ready for that first regional game.
Well, Coach, I know 2 o'clock tip-off for you girls today at Wells Fargo Arena, and it's going to be a great time, and we'll be there. I think Todd Ratliff's going to be doing the call, and I'll be back here finishing up the youth basketball, but be checking into Todd, and just excited for you and the girls, and congratulations on a tremendous first season, and can't wait to watch this final leg of the journey.
Thanks, Jason.
That is the outstanding head coach of the Abbey Lady D's, Coach Dykes, and they're headed to the well as boys and girls are going up to Wells Fargo Arena, Pleasantville, their opponent. And when we come back, we're going to head back down to the KIIC Farm and the Cow-Calf Conference when we come back. Back to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Plenty of people are talking about agriculture, but too often the farmer's voice is missing. Nationwide supports farmers and ranchers telling agriculture's story. Your local agent is part of that story, partnering with the number one farm insurer in the nation. We stand for you.
I am Christine Wilson with Crawford Insurance, located at 10 South Main in Albia, serving you with over 20 years of experience.
Nationwide agribusiness, farmland, mutual, and property, and casualty, and ancillary insurance companies. Des Moines, Iowa, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Details and availability varies by state.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hardworking efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to providing reliable, affordable electricity has kept families, friends, and neighbors connected for generations. And thankfully, People Power is one energy source that you can always depend on. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
From Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Fast morning here as we wind down this edition of the Coach's Corner. But let's run down to Ottumwa at the Bridgeview Center where the KIIC Farm Show and the Cow-Calf Conference are going on. And Jay Millage is on location. And the clipping's about to start, Joe.
That's right, Jason. Clipping and fitting clinic for those that are going to be showing at their county fair or the state fair. This is Kurt Steerwald. And I just learned a few minutes ago that he's got Sheraton connections. That's right. Kurt Steerwald is the son of Mary Steerwald at Family Shoe. And so we've got a nice group of kids here getting ready to show, and they're going to be listening to Kurt, who's lives down in Oklahoma City and does about 70 of these throughout the year. And we're going to try to get him on here in just a few minutes, Jason, as well. So if you give me a few minutes, I've got to find him. I'm not sure if he's out looking for
You need Jerry Beaumont right now. He, you know.
Yeah, that's right. We need Jerry to, because he can scan the crowd. He's 6'4". So.
Well, Joe, as you're scanning the crowd and chasing down your clipping and fitting clinic presenter, Kirk Sterwalt, did I lose you? I hope I haven't lost Joe, because he is
no,
the
I'm
Joe.
Here. I just turned my microphone off for a second.
So the only thing that I have a question about is the free lunch.
Well, of course.
650 free lunches. Is did I read that right, or did somebody drop a zero in there?
Oh, man. I since we're paying for it, I wish it we'd accidentally made a mistake there. But no, it's 650 free lunches.
Wow.
And we still have a couple hundred left here to give away. So we've got lots of great food, and you know, it is the cow calf conference day at the KIIC Farm Show. So we focus on cattle. Iowa's number one in corn and soybeans and hogs. They're number four in cattle, and this has been going on down here for 47 years. The cow calf conference has been. So the lunch on Saturday is always a beef lunch, and it is really good, really nice. So we'll give these away. We'll run out here probably in the next hour or so of free lunch tickets. So, folks, come on down and get your free lunch ticket. I know folks are still out choring this morning and coming in. We've got a nice crowd here. They're sitting in the hayloft inside the barn here at the Expo Hall waiting for Kirk. And we'll have this session go until noon. And then at noon, from noon to 1, we'll be talking about farm succession planning. So passing your farm down from one generation to the next, or down for, you know, down to your kids, or maybe some other relative, and what are the implications of that? And then at 1 o'clock, TD&T will be in to talk more about the new U.S. Tax reform bill and how it affects maybe you individually, your farming operation, or if you have employees.
Well, a lot of these corporate farmers, and you know, when we think about corporate farming, oftentimes you think it's such a big nature, but heck, a family farm can be easily incorporated, and that you know, how that changes the tax laws around that, and you know, I think it's gonna not only spur the economy overall, but the changes in the tax law, I think, as you're gonna find out through TD&T, that it's going to have a huge impact on our farm communities.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, we've already seen what some of the other corporations in America have done with either giving raises or raising the minimum wage or giving some additional bonuses to the new withholdings that will take place beginning in February. So folks are going to start seeing some results here soon.
I was looking at the lineup of your speakers, Joe, and I don't know how many of these are still on the docket today, but what a tremendous lineup of some of the big minds in agriculture and the economy surrounding agriculture. Buddy, to pull off these speakers, boy, that's a testament to KIIC and the Cow-Calf Conference.
Well, folks, some of these guys I don't know a whole lot about. I mean, I'm just going to make an announcement here, Jason, and tell you that I did not grow up on a farm.
I don't know where the first indication was, you know.
but some of the folks that have come in today are asking about where Mati Sachi is going to be talking. He'll be talking on genetics, and we've got a guy coming in, Jamie Kohaki, another one that people are asking about. He's a commodity broker. And he'll be talking